The moment many people have been waiting for and predicting would happen finally happened. Britney filed for a divorce from Jax Taylor on Tuesday, I think it was. So Britney and Jax, they have a podcast together called When Reality Hits, and they're co-hosts. So I was like, how is this gonna work? When they announced their separation, apparently it was very tense when they were recording their podcast and the episodes after it. And we got the answer as to the fate of the podcast. Britney let everybody know on Friday, August 30th. Now, according to TMZ, not only did Britney just file, but she filed in front of cameras. The Valley was filming and she filmed, or Jax was served his divorce papers while filming. Here's the thing. Jax being served papers while the Valley was filming, that was the idea of the producers. I don't have any insider knowledge, but just based upon what we know about how these producers are always orchestrating things, that was not Britney's idea at all. If anything, they forced her to do that, even if she said, I don't want to. I'm glad I get to see it. I'm not gonna lie. But it wasn't her idea. And I hope that nobody thinks that she was cold or mean or a bitch for doing that, because Jax, like, he's gonna be in these streets. I think he's not gonna take this well, but then he's gonna bounce back pretty damn quick. And he's not gonna have any shortage of women out there. If Tom Sandoval didn't struggle on the dating scene after Ariana and Raquel didn't want him, then Jax is gonna be just fine. On her podcast, Britney said, it's been a big week. So Britney said, quote, I unfortunately can't speak to details since everything has been heavily documented on the show since we happen to be filming right now. You will see how everything plays out once the show airs. But I will say this, the season has been the most difficult season I have ever had to film. End quote. Why the fuck is The Valley turning into the breakup show? Like, that's not why I watch The Valley. I watch The Valley to see married couples having babies or raising babies. I don't tune into The Valley to see two couples out of what, a four couple cast break up? All on the goddamn show? All within one season? Jax and Britney separated on season one. Michelle and I forgot her, Jessie, they separated on season one. That's not why I watch this fucking show. Next, we have Jason and what's her name? God, that's really sad. Can't remember it. Jason and his wife, and we have Kristen and her boyfriend. Is his name Matt? I'm forgetting, y'all. Like, whatever. I watched every episode, but like, I don't need everybody breaking up on this goddamn show. What I need, though, is to see how this separation is going to impact Britney's drinking, because Britney likes to drink. I'm not calling her an alcoholic, but she likes to drink, and I wonder if she's going to be drinking more or less or the same or just stop doing it in front of the cameras. Who knows? Also, there were rumors about Britney kind of hanging out with a guy. Like, I think men are going to love Britney because Britney is beautiful inside and out, and she's a sweet and caring partner. And all she wanted was love and romance. And I don't think Jax was attracted to her when she gained weight. They weren't having sex anymore. And I think somebody else is gonna appreciate her. They're not gonna not fuck her. They're not going to embarrass her in front of everyone. I think a huge turning point in their relationship was when Jax was talking shit about Britney and Britney was in the room because of her stomach issues. And she heard him talking shit about her in the kitchen, and they had a fight, or sorry, an argument. I was embarrassed for Britney. I had a lot of secondhand embarrassment. I was also hurt for Britney because anybody in that position would be hurt. But what's worse is that this is how Jax behaves on camera. So Jax wasn't afraid to bash Britney out of his frustrations about her sickness that is tied to her drinking. I understand his frustrations completely, but he embarrassed her in front of their friends and everybody watching the show. And that's where I personally would draw the line. And I think that people saw how Jax behaved on VPR and the Valley. And I think just the combination of kind of seeing that his treatment of her is worse, Jax's treatment of Britney is worse. They aren't even intimate. She wants to have a kid, which is hard because they aren't fucking. And I think Britney was just kind of able to reflect. The reality is, one of the reasons why so many couples break up that go on reality TV, and I think Andy Cohen said it, and it makes all the sense in the world to me, is that they are able to see what is wrong with their relationship because they have all this footage. And so I think when you see someone behave like Jax does, and you're able to see that, watch it, have everybody get in your ear saying, leave him. I think it causes a lot of people in dysfunctional relationships to break up, right? So it kind of begs the question, like, how many of us would break up if we were on a reality show because we would see how fucked up our partner is or how effed up we are in a relationship. So, I mean, that's why it's like we kind of have to keep that in mind when we're judging these people. Like, we're doing all of our dirt offline, off camera. These people aren't. So, it's easy for us to judge them when a lot of us have been involved in worse or have done worse. So, getting back to what Brittany said on her podcast on Friday. She said, "I never imagined I'd go through something so personal and painful while having the world watch. I'm not saying this for anyone to feel badly, but I know that this is the life I chose, and I'm so fortunate in many ways. I always want to be real with y'all." You know what? It's almost like once Britney and Jack started having marital issues, like Britney's accent, like it just got so much stronger, her Kentucky accent. Something about the problems in her relationship that makes her get more and more southern. Like, honestly, that's something else I want to see. Like, what the fuck? What is going on with Britney's accent in The Valley season two? Because in The Valley season one, like, I almost needed subtitles. It was crazy. Because she was not like that when she first joined Vanderpump Rules. And so, how are you away from Kentucky, but sounding like you're in the heart of Kentucky so many years later? Back to what Brittany said. Quote, "My decision to file wasn't made lightly or quickly. It's taken me many, many years to get to this point where I gained enough courage and strength to do what's best for me, get myself out of a toxic relationship, and ultimately see my worth. It's been very difficult, but I'm stronger than ever. My motivation is my son, my cruisy, who deserves a happy and healthy mommy. Moving forward, Jax and I will be doing the podcast separately." Incredible. You know, podcasts make way too much money when you're a celebrity. There's no reason why they should end their podcast and cut off that stream of income. I love that they're going to keep it going. Obviously, things can change and maybe they could have two individual podcasts, but for now, I think it's really dope that they're just going to keep it going and they're not going to end the podcast. So, Brittany also said, "So many of you guys have been asking me about Jax and I and our relationship. I just think it is important to be real and honest with you guys because we have shared so much of our life with you guys. I don't want it to seem like I'm lying or anything like that. So I think it's important for me to say this. Yes, marriages are very hard, and I had a particularly rough year. I won't get into too many details right now because this is still really hard to talk about. But she said she wants to focus on being the best mom to Cruz. So let me see here. And then Brittany also said that there was no cheating, and that's not the only reason why Jack said There's no cheating, and that's not the only reason why people separate, which I completely agree with. So, Brittany apparently like was emotional or started crying or something like that during the episode. I didn't listen to it. This is just what Us Weekly reported. So, I mean, I hope that fans are not too annoying. I feel, and maybe fans will get over it, but Katie from Vanderpump Rules has said that everybody said, "Why didn't you leave Tom sooner?" People like that's their way of showing support was kind of blaming her for staying with him for so long. There's no way on earth that people don't have this very same sentiment for Britney, and it's rude and disrespectful because it's not like we saw their entire relationship. And of course, the cameras are going to highlight and emphasize the shitty parts of their relationship. It's not like Britney's relationship with Jax was all garbage. So, yeah, what we saw may not have been so great on the Valley, but it's not like they did not get along and that they didn't have fun and that they didn't have a great relationship. Especially with everything Jax was saying, they were fucking like 4 times a day for like quite some time. But I just hope that fans are not too annoying, and I think Britney is gonna do fine. I really, really do. I think she's gonna be thriving. I think she's gonna have a glow up. And I think this is really best for Jax. I don't think Jax should be married to anyone, but I could see Jax getting married again. And Brittany, I think she's a romantic. I could see her getting married again, but I just hate that people have, like, don't you wish that people figured this shit out pre-marriage? Like, don't you wish that people just broke up before they got married and had kids? But I understand sometimes it just takes time, and I'm proud of Brittany because I'm sure she's been feeling happier for a long time. And it is really sad because Brittany, I see myself in Brittany being nice and being patient, and sometimes that is wasted on assholes. So shout out to Brittany for leaving Jax. How awkward. Like, none of us are on a TV show. Like, she has to see his ass all the time. Not only because they parent, but they also, do a show together. Fuck. I can't even imagine. Ooh. That is nothing I would want to go through. Anyway, shout out to Brittany. Sorry this news came to you a bit late, but better late than never. And I cannot wait for season two of The Valley, but at the same time, I don't want this to be no sad ass show with everybody breaking the fuck up. Like, they're gonna really ruin this goddamn show. So, we'll see.